السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, the month of Ramadan is coming. And we have to make sabr in the month of Ramadan. Sabr from the desire to eat, to drink, carnal relationship. From dawn to sunset, the person has to make sabr. So of the many, many other meanings and the wide discussion that we have been having on sabr recently in our Monday majlis and programs, one of it is also this sabr. In fact, fast is nisf of sabr, half of sabr. So we have to prepare for this beforehand. Mentally we have to prepare that the month of Ramadan is coming. Unfortunately, we all just wait for the last day and then we say tomorrow is Ramadan. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, right from the beginning of Rajab, is waiting for Ramadan. Right from the beginning, he's making dua all the time. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. All the Sahaba-e-Kiram, they looked forward to the month of Ramadan. All the Awliya-e-Kiram, they looked forward to the month of Ramadan. All the Salihin, they looked forward to the month of Ramadan. Because of the rains of Rahmat that descend in the month of Ramadan and the forgiveness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which knows no bounds and no limits. So generally we say that we are occupied. Of course, this is a majlis of zikr. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazl that He gathered us for His remembrance to take His Mubarak name. This is not a majlis of waz and bayan that we have on Monday night. But just a few things which Allah Ta'ala puts in my mind with regards to this Ramadan that is coming. So I'm not going to speak on the virtues and the fazilat or the fazail of Ramadan. Read Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's Fazail Ramadan. Prepare yourself mentally before Ramadan comes. Nevertheless, generally we say that why we cannot make ibadat. What is it that holds us back? What is it that restrains us? What is it that is an obstacle to us making ibadat? Zikr, tilawat, fasting. All these things, what is it that is preventing us? What is the obstacle? What is that barrier? So the rich person, very rich person, he says that I was very busy, no time. So busy that I didn't even have time to go to the toilet. Where will I have time for other things? The person sometimes is so busy that he forgets about his own health also. From the morning till the evening, he's got nothing but one thing on mind, that how to multiply the material things. So now he's very busy. So he says, because of my engagement in so many different businesses, so many different worldly activities, I was unable to make my salat, I was not able to read Quran Sharif, I was unable to make any kind of zikr, or I was not able to visit the sick person or to go and help and assist anyone in need because I was very busy. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will present Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam will be presented and he will be told that look at Hazrat Sulaiman. Look at my Sulaiman. I gave him such a kingdom that you can't even dream of that kingdom. What a kingdom Allah Ta'ala gave us at Sulaiman alayhi salam. Kingdom and rule not only over human beings, but even over the animals, over the creatures, and over the jinnat. Allah Ta'ala gave him such a kind of hukumat But yet he was not disobedient to Allah Ta'ala for a single moment. And he found all the time to make Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ibadat, to engage in zikr. So how did he find the time? And yet no one can say that they have got that kind of government like Allah Ta'ala gave to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. At the most, our government is over one small business or one supermarket or a few mills and few industries, or even more than that if you have to look at some oil well. But nobody has got that kind of government even over a couple of countries. So Allah Ta'ala will present Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam that, look at my Sulaiman. So one excuse that people have is that I was very busy, no time, plenty of activities. I was occupied fully in earning livelihood, risk and sustenance. Whereas Allah Ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informs us, and the Quran Sharif also tells us in many, many places, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is the Razzaq. He is the provider. So if you want sustenance, then seek it from Him, and then within the parameters of Sharia, earn it with good niyat, good intention. It's not a problem. But that must not become the end of all activities, end of all means. That's all we want in life. Risk chases behind us. That's another subject altogether. So he will present as a Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Then a person can say that I was a prisoner, I was in prison, or I was a slave, or I was employed by somebody, I didn't have the opportunity to make any zikr, tilawat, ibadat. Or I was tied up to a pillar, or I had no kind of recognition, I was treated like a person who has got no worth at all. So different kinds of excuses when it comes to ibadat, zikr, tilawat from those people who are weak, who find themselves weak. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will present Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that look at my Yusuf. They threw him into the well. He was removed from there. He was sold in the marketplace. He was a slave. And then look at the tohmat or the false accusation and the slander. And that was labeled against him. And then he was arrested. He was put into prison. So many years he spent in prison. But all these things did not prevent Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from being obedient to Allah Ta'ala. When Zulaikha locked up the seven doors, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam ran towards the doors. That much he could have done. So Allah Ta'ala caused the doors to open. So in other words, he will be presented that, look at my Yusuf, that if you say that this is your excuse, that these are the things that prevented you from namaz, roza, zakat, hajj and everything else, then look at my Yusuf alayhi salatu. Obedience to Allah Ta'ala. That there was no question of any sinning, disobedience. Now obviously the person sometimes is in prison, so he's not going to be able to make Jummah Salat. That person who is in prison, he will not be able to make wuzu the way we make wuzu and have so much of water to waste. The person who is in prison, he will not be able to go for Hajj. And sometimes he has nothing to give zakat. So what it means is that the person in whichever situation he is, if he obeys Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will elevate his status and Allah Ta'ala will make him his wali. Doesn't mean that he will do everything that the person outside is doing. Like at present there are people who are arrested, they are in Guantanamo. We know what treatment they are getting. Now in that state, even if the person is shackled, the person cannot make any movement for the next 24 hours. So in that same state, he'll make Allahu Akbar and he'll read the Surah Fatiha, and he can't make ruku to no problem, he can't make sajda to sometimes. But he will remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala even in that state. So there is no question of saying that we cannot remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is what it means. Then the person will say that, oh, because of sickness, that was the obstacle. Very sick. I didn't have the time to make salat, no time to make ibadat, no time to remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala because I was in pain. Pain and suffering. So Allah Ta'ala will present Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Was anybody more sick than Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam? Read the story of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. There's no time to go into any details. What kind of pain, what kind of sickness, what kind of suffering? But even in that, he was connected with Allah. Again, in pain, in sickness, the person could be tied and strapped on the bed with all the tubes in his body. The person could be not able to make ruku, not able to stand and read his salat. So for him also, in that state that he is, he can still make salat. You can't stand and read, sit and read. You can't sit and read, lie down and read. And besides that, zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now in that, not even wuzu is required, no ghusl is required. The person is making subhanallah, alhamdulillah, in that pain, what else must he do? But I mentioned that one incident, and it costs nothing to repeat these incidents 100 times, because so many people have got hidayat through these incidents. But some years back, I was told that a person is very sick, very ill, and it is as if he is now going to be in Sakrat. So I went to visit him. So there was one television in the front, one on the right hand side, one on the left hand side. Wallah, I'm in the masjid, why must I speak lies? And this person is so sick, but they've got 3 television sets. When I asked the family, what is this? They said, no, that picture that he's watching, that film that he's watching. So it eases his pain, because he's in pain, he's in suffering. So when he's watching, if he gets tired, then we put him on his right hand side. So he carries on watching on the right hand side. When he gets tired this side, then we put him on the left hand side, so that he can carry on watching on the left hand side. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That is the state that he passed away in after that. Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat, and Allah Ta'ala forgive those people who were looking after such a sick person, who became the means of his sinning, even before his death. So we're not talking about such kind of condition. But the person who is sick, then in that condition also he can remember Allah Ta'ala. In fact, that is what the sickness is for, so that he increases his remembrance. So for those people who complain about sickness, that is what he will be told. Then people will say, we are very poor, extremely poor, so therefore we had no time. We had to worry all the time about providing food, where we had time to make salat, where we had time to make zikr and tilawat. So as Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, it is reported that in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, at a time he was very, very poor, extremely poor. Read in the books. Very poor. They said, was anybody more poorer than Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? But did he disobey me even for a single moment? So there's no such thing as an excuse that Ramadan Sharif is coming, so now we are very busy, we haven't got time for this. We've got so many other things to do. If a person wants to find some time for zikr, tilawat, ibadat, he can find it. But provided he prepares beforehand, if we start preparing and planning from now, we start programming ourselves, like how we program ourselves for everything else. If the person is going overseas, is going to go for Hajj this year, then from now he is planning who is going to be living in that house that he is going, who is going to take over his business, who is going to manage his finances. He gives his power of attorney to somebody. Everything he does, he plans and programs. Why? Because he considers that as a farz. So Islah is also farz, whether we like it or not. Islah is farz. Islah, reformation, is farz. The methods are different, but Islah is farz. So Ramadan is a month in which we can get this reformation and change. So we must program ourselves from now, find some free time, take some leave if it is available. Don't do anything that is against Sharia. Don't speak lies and take leave. Do everything properly and then ask Allah Ta'ala and see what He gives us in the month of Ramadan. I conclude on one hadith which comes to mind, reported by Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, and he says about himself, he says that people, they become very worried about sickness, disease, ill health, test and trial. Log ghabra jate hai. He says, but I look forward to it because I know that it is a means of my forgiveness. Forgiveness of my sins. What sins they committed? But he says, I know that it's a forgiveness of my sins. Whereas it is an elevation of their status. But he says, I look forward to it. Then he says, people, they get very worried about poverty. Poverty worries them a lot. Whereas I look forward to poverty. Why? He says it brings humility in my heart. Humility makes me humble. People who have too much sometimes they get very proud, arrogant. There's no one like we. They become Firaun of the time. So he said, poverty brings humility. You have nothing, what are you going to be proud about? So he said, that is the second thing. Then he said, people get very worried about death. Death will come, what will happen? Death will come, what will happen? He said, I look forward to death because that's the only way to meet my Allah. What other way is there to meet my Allah? But of course, I repeat, there are certain things that we don't emulate and follow. These are the sayings of people of that caliber and of that level and of that status. We are ordinary, simple human beings. We cannot take pain, we cannot take poverty, we cannot take any kind of suffering, we cannot take any kind of trials and tests. Many times I have mentioned that people after that say, Na'uzu billah, such things about Allah Ta'ala, that they lose their iman. So therefore we must follow that hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where he reprimanded one sahabi who was asking for sabr. He said, Ya Allah, give me sabr. So he said, you are asking for taklif, musibat. Because when will you make sabr? You can only make sabr after you get some musibat. So ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, for protection. So we must ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, for protection, for good health, for prosperity, for happiness. And then if some difficulty, hardship, problems comes, then make sabr. So now look at his status. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. For some time now we haven't heard, Ay mere data. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahanshahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali. Shaan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shaan teri har aan nai hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aath pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Allah. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raah mein, deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raah mein, deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara, umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawai. Waqt yun hi bekar guzara, umr yun hi ghaflat mein gawai. Oh Allah, so much of my time I wasted my whole life in negligence, in heedlessness, unconcerned about deen, about sharia, about Quran, about sunnah. Waqt yuhi bekar guzara, umr yuhi ghaflat me gawai. Kh خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی اللہ ان یور کریشن دیر از نو ون مور سنفل دین آئی ایم دیر از نو ون ود مور ڈرٹی اینڈ فلتھی ہارٹ دین آئی ایم دیر از نو ون واکنگ آن دا سرفس آف دس ارتھ دیٹ از مور سنفل دین آئی ایم The person must always think of himself as the most sinful one. What balai do I have? Because if we do something good also, within seconds, we commit so much of sins that there's nothing left. Little bit of good deeds, and then we multiply our sins. There's no noor left in our hearts. So therefore we should think that we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. And everyone else is better than ourselves. We don't know the khatima and the end of that person will be in which state. Kaise kaise, aise waise ho gaye. Aise waise, kaise kaise ho gaye. How many people, they were going high. They were reaching the top. But pride and arrogance destroyed them. They came crashing onto the ground. The higher you climb, the more humility must come. Walking with pride and arrogance that I have done so much of ibadat. Don't you see how much of zikr I make? Don't you see how much of ibadat I make? Don't you see how much of salat I make? I make ishraq, chash, awwabin. I make so many other ibadat. I give so much of charities. I do so much of deen work. I attend all the majlises of zikr. So don't let that pride come into the heart. Fill our hearts with humility. من تواضع لله رفعه الله. And who is saying this? Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Mazzur Rahmatullah Alayhi, Wali of Allah Ta'ala. So if he is saying that, how much we should we consider ourselves to be lowly?
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ सुन मेरे नाले, सुन मेरे नाले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। अपना बना ले, अपना बना ले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। अपना बना ले, अपना बना ले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। कर दे फना सब मेरे इरादे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। जामे मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। जामे मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। दिल में मेरे याद अपनी रचा दे ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। दीदे दिल में तुझको बसा लूं, सबसे हटा लूं अपनी नजर में। दीदे दिल में तुझको बसा लूं, सबसे हटा लूं अपनी नजर में। तेरा ही जलवा पेश नजर हो, जाऊं कहीं मैं देखूं जिधर में। तेरा ही जलवा पेश नजर हो, जाऊं कहीं मैं देखूं जिधर में। तेरा तसव्वुर ऐसा जमालूं, कल्ब में मिसले नक्शे हजर में। भूल सकूं ता उम्र न तुझको, चाहूं बुलाना खुद भी अगर में। भूल सकूं ता उम्र न तुझको,
چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد الرسول اللہ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
ہوا ہو ہرس والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا ارحم الراحمين، يا اكرم الاكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. او ماي بيلوڈ اللہ، او ماي رحيم اللہ، او ماي كريم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، موسٹ لونگ اللہ، موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ، موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ. وی آر ایکسٹریملی سنفل سروینٹس آف یورز، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، وی ایکنالج دیٹ وی آر دا موسٹ سنفل ونز آن دا سرفیس آف دا ارتھ. We are confessing before you, my beloved Allah. We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Nothing was hidden from your sight. Nothing was unknown to you. Ya Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ya Allah, how could you not have been aware of our actions and our evil deeds and our sins and our vices? You could have brought humiliation, disgrace, suffering upon us there and then. The moment we popped drugs into our mouths, you could have paralyzed us. The moment we walked towards haram, you could have paralyzed us. The moment we saw haram, you could have paralyzed us. The moment we indulged in adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram action, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought humiliation and suffering upon us there and then. But oh Allah, how loving you are, how generous you are, how kind you are, how tolerant you are, that in spite of all our sins, you continued giving us food, drink, shelter, clothes, transport. Oh my beloved Allah, day and night you shower your ni'mats upon us. Unlimited bounties you shower upon us. The same bounties we use for your disobedience. Our health for your disobedience. Our sight for your disobedience. Our hearing and speech for your disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you with repentance. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We are not turning towards some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. We are turning towards you. This very moment you are watching us. You are listening to us. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. You are watching, O my beloved Allah, each and every one of us, raising our begging bowls towards you. What else has gathered here except that we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed, and we are turning towards you with repentance and seeking from you, from your unlimited treasures. O my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum mujrim hai. Mere Allah, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai. Lekin tujhe chhod ke hum bande jaye kahan? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. There is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, our life in your hands. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs, all in your control. My Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. My Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ummat ki maghfirat farma de. Open the doors of your mercy for the ummah. Open the doors of your forgiveness for the ummah. Ya Allah, don't look at the sins of the ummah. Look at your shan of rahimi and kareemi. Mere Allah, this is the ummah for whom my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed so much. Ya Allah, he used to stand whole night in prayer. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Taif. His shoes Mubarak became filled with his Mubarak blood. 3 solid years boycotted and ostracized. The time comes when they have to chew leaves of trees for survival. Ya Allah, he's stoned in Taif. He's stoned in Uhud. He falls down unconscious. How much he loves this ummah, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, when he is informed that the ummah for whom you sacrificed so much, the ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah in casinos, in discos, in cinemas, in theaters, in porn sites on the internet, in filthy television programs, filthy magazines, no salat in 70% of the ummah, no haya, no shame, no modesty. Oh Allah, how much of pain it must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, but you are loving. Ya Allah, control of everything is in your hands. You can turn our hearts in whichever direction you wish. Ya Allah, you can make us pious and righteous. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts, to change the condition of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. My beloved Allah, we want to become yours. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste the sweetness of your closeness, of your marifat, of your muhabbat, of your yaqeen, of tawakkul and trust in you. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame and disgrace. Ya Allah, but you want to give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Therefore we are turning towards you, Ya Allah. Make us strong against our nafs and shaitan. Make us like lions against our nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, don't let nafs and shaitan overpower us. Allah, quwwat jazb se hum sabko apna bana le. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make us yours and become ours. Hame apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زبی میری. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our children will not be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will not give us barakat. Oh Allah, nothing will work in our favor. But if you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. We cannot take any kind of pain or suffering or hardship or problems. Ya Allah, change our condition. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all sicknesses and ailments. Whether they are in hospitals or in homes or in clinics or amongst us, Ya Allah, whosoever is raising their hands this part of the night, Ya Allah, bless each and every one with shifa. Bless each and every one with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with evil passions and desires, with envy and with jealousy. May Allah purify our hearts. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, dil ata farma. Bless us with purified hearts, the hearts that you give to your awliya-e siddiqeen. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove all their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poverty-stricken, give them wealth. Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, of husbands and wives, of brothers and sisters, of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ay Allah, our homes have been destroyed by quarrels, arguments, disputes. Ay Allah, bad akhlaqi ne hame khatam kar diya aur tabah kar diya. Ya Allah, bless us with the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How long are we going to live on the surface of the earth disobeying you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make them obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to their parents. Give the parents the tawfiq to give a proper bringing to their children. Ya Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, ان کے گشت تعلیم اجتماعات کو قبول فرما, سارے عالم کے اندر اے اللہ اس کام کے ذریعے سے برکت نازل فرما, خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما, مساجد کی محنت قبول فرما, مشائخ کی محنت قبول فرما. Accept all the خدمت and service of deen whosoever is rendering, as long as they are rendering it within the parameters of sharia. اے اللہ, bless with every worker of deen with ikhlas. اے اللہ, اخلاص کی دولت سے ہمارے دلوں کو بھرپور کر دے. او مائی بلاول اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, چینج دا کنڈیشن اراؤنڈ دا ورلڈ, بلیس دا مین کائنڈ ود ہدایت, میک ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون وردی آف انٹری ان ٹو جنت, لیٹ دا ونز آف ہدایت اینڈ ایمان بلو تھرو آؤٹ دا کانٹیننٹ. یا اللہ, و دوز ہو بیکم آبسٹینٹ, دے ہیو میڈ اپ دیئر مائنڈز, دے ول نیور ایور ایکسیپٹ اسلام, and they will continue with the persecution and tyranny and oppression, then, Ya Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Shake the earth beneath their feet. Ya Allah, O my beloved Allah, shake the earth beneath their feet. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash, the ships to sink, create division amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, unko bechain kar de. Ay Allah, unke upar tera azab, jis tarikay se Aad aur Samud par nazil kiya, nazil kar de. But oh Allah, you have the qudrat and power to give hidayat. Ay Allah, sabko hidayat se mala mal kar de. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. We have to leave this world. We like it or not, Ya Allah, the angel of death is going to come. From every part of our body, from every limb, the ruh and the soul is going to be extracted. Everything will remain behind. Our homes, our properties, our wealth, our wives, our children. Nothing will accompany us except our deeds. My beloved Allah, we don't have that capital to take with us. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater. Adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands, or in any kind of haram. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program or porn site on the internet. when that angel of death comes to visit us. Oh my Allah, take us to Madina Tui. Ya Allah, at the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. On our lips, ya Allah, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it's not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, use us for the service of your deen. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah, all his life Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he prayed for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Taaf pe chal kar jo manga tha. Rukne yabadi chu karke jo manga tha. Hatim mein namazen padh kar jo manga. بیزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا یا اللہ the duas that he made at the ملتزم how much he shed tears for us the duas behind the مقام ابراہیم the duas after drinking زمزم the duas on صفا and مروہ duas in منا and in عرفات from ظہر till مغرب that معصوم sinless نبی he begs for the امت and how much he prayed for us in مزدلفہ and all the other Mubarak places. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Our family members with that goodness. Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, bless us with life in the month of Ramadan. Bless us with the tawfiq to fast in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched with the rains of rahmat in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, let the rains of maghfirat be the means of our forgiveness in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do all that is pleasing to you in the month of Ramadan. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. O Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of entire mankind. Those who are suffering from droughts and famine and AIDS and all other kinds of problems, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and problems. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين